Okay, everybody, thank you for your attendance and welcome to our June meeting. And attendance, everybody is here and present. There's no one here for public question time?
No. Nobody outside?
No one outside, thank you. Is anyone applying for leave of absence for the next meeting? Everyone will be here, clear and present, thank you. First of all, we will go for confirmation of last month's meetings, please. Someone prepared to move the true and correct record for last meetings. Moved Councillor Faithfull, seconded Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. And no questions out of that. We'll move on. 6 to receival of the minutes for the Siaka and the Great Eastern Zone meeting held last week. So someone prepared to move those minutes. Moved Councillor Delawoska, seconded Councillor Huxtable. Carried 6-0. Just coming out of those minutes, I'd like to thank Jazz for helping Bill put together a very, very favourable presentation that we presented at the Great Eastern Zone meeting, highlighting everything that happened at Westonia. Everyone was pretty impressed. So thanks, Jazz.
Well done, Jazz.
The other part of that meeting was we had a one-on-one with Lockie Hunter, which was very fruitful as well. So that was the most things that come out of that meeting. Any questions out of the Siaka minutes? No. I noticed that we are in line, hopefully. If you get another 4 units, hopefully. Okay, moving on to 7, President Council's announcements. Denver.
Went to Sophie Jane's music video thing the other day and tried to raise a bit of money for the new community project that we're looking at in the playground. So, yeah, that was it. Anything from me?
Councillor Faithfull?
No, I haven't attended any meetings this month.
Councillor Huxtable?
I haven't attended any meetings, but we were at the big breakfast doing
us
selling tickets and everything there, which is a great success.
Well done.
Councillor Simmons. That's the only one I've been to. The fundraiser and Sophie Jones. A little bit.
Councillor Delawoska.
No meetings as such. Just went over to Sophie Jones and good night.
Maybe there.
Oh, a few there, yeah.
Quite a few, yeah.
60-day people, I suppose.
Obviously.
25 kids.
Kids everywhere.
Kids everywhere.
President, I attended the Great Eastern Country Zone meeting at Calavera on the 13th. And that was about it. Oh, and attended Sophie's gig as well. And that's about it for the time being. Moving on to 8, declarations of interest. Did anyone have any declarations of interest to bring forward?
I'd probably just, thank you, Mr. President. Item 9.1.7, more performance review. I guess I've got to declare an interest in that.
I think we've all been interested, haven't we? Righto. Moving on to matters requiring council decision, I'll hand over to Jazz.
Okay, item 9.1.1 is accounts for payment for May 2025. Accounts for payment are presented to council in the interest of accountability and providing information in council expenditure. May's list of accounts are totalling $453,204.94, with Bendigo MasterCard of $8,094.68 and no fuel card purchases. Is there any questions relating to this month's accounts? If not, my officer recommendation is that the May 2025 accounts submitted to today's meeting on municipal direct debit from $4,559 to $4,583 and electronic transfers 7620 to 7674 inclusive of the Department of Transport and creditors, bank fees and credit card payments totalling $453,204.94 be passed for payment.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Huxtable has seconded. All those in favour? Carried 6-0.
Page item 9.1.2 is a monthly statement of financial activity for May 2025. The monthly statement of financial activity is a record of Council's activity and financial performance during the reporting period. On page 5 of the report, it shows that we still have a healthy closing surplus of over $4 million. This still includes the $600K loan borrowings for the purchase of the museum collection. Then shown on page 7 onwards is the breakdown of individual accounts by reporting program. I've highlighted some in green significant material variances over $10,000 or 15%. The first major one is on account 07101, which is the service fees for HAC. There's a current increase of $11,339. Due to the going from 16 customers to from the start of the year to 21 customers at current. Then the next one was account 13609, which is the standpipe water charges. That's up by $224,480 due to an invoice for standpipe usage for Fulton Hogan. Then account 14102 for private works expense, it's up by $59,611 due to the plant use for private works for the Shire of Nungarran and main roads. Then also the account 14100, which is private works income, is up by $20,323 due to the repairs to Warrachoppin Road and Shire of Nungarran works and main roads. Then our account 14525, which is admin reimbursements, is up by $10,529 due to the reimbursements from Progress Association for the unit house or unit 12 for the household items that we've had to purchase via the credit card because Progress doesn't have a credit card, and then it's been reimbursed from Progress. And also in that account there's extended power outage claims via Synergy as well. So, and then lastly the account 14710, which is the land or income relating to unclassified, is up by $20,760 due to the sale of the 6 lots sold over the year, when we only budgeted for 4 lots to be sold over the year. And that's all I have. Is there any questions relating to this month's financials? Otherwise, my officer recommendation is that Council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending May 2025 and note any material variances greater than 10,000 or 15%.
Thanks, Jazz. Someone prepared to move? Councillor Simmons has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. All those in favour? Carried 6-0.
Okay, then item 9.1.3 is a GST reconciliation report for May 2025. The GST reconciliation report is presented to Council in the means of indicating Council's current GST liability, which has an impact on Council's cash flow. Our report shows that May we had a payment of only $3,940. So my office recommendation is that the GST reconciliation totaling $3,940 for the period ending May 2025 be adopted.
Thanks, Jess. Moved Councillor Della Bosca, seconded Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. 9.14, differential rates.
Thank you, Mr. President. 9.14 is the differential rates, 25-26. This report is for Council to consider any submissions received following advertising of the proposed differential rates for the 25-26 financial year. We can report at the time of closing, nil submissions have been received. Council resolved at its last meeting to adopt different rates in the dollars, and that motion was carried by absolute majority. Because there was no submissions to consider, I'm recommending that Council acknowledge that nil submissions were received in regards to the proposed rate in the dollar for the 25-26 financial year. Advise that the Council has reviewed the expenditure requirements and considered efficiency measures during budget deliberations, long-term planning, and consider that the rates as advertised are required. And we request the CA to seek ministerial approval to raise the rates. Now, we haven't had our draft budget meeting, but this will be taken into effect after you do consider the draft budget meeting. But you've acknowledge that there were nil submissions received on the proposal.
Okay, thanks for that explanation. Someone prepared to move? Moved Councillor Della Bosca, seconded Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carried, 6-0, absolute. 9.15.
Thank you, Mr. President. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider which councillors will be attending the WOLG convention being held in Perth on the 22nd to the 24th of September and who will be the voting delegates at the AGM. A program was meant to be attached, but it hasn't been released as yet, so they're a bit behind the ball because it was available this time last year. But what we need is Council to nominate if they will be attending so registrations and accommodation arrangements can be made. Also, you need your voting delegates.
Okay.
I usually have one in each hand.
Someone prepared to move to go down to the World Cup?
I'd like to see what's actually in the agenda before I
agree.
Yeah.
We'll carry it over. We'll talk about it again at the budget meeting.
It's back in the barn, isn't it? Mm.
Yes. Hold that one over.
A waiting program.
Until we see the full program. It is... what's the theme this year? Got it. Pre gun, next one, Bill, please.
No worries. Thank you, Mr. President. 9 point, reserve transfers. This report seeks Council's endorsement for the transfer of funds from the Municipal Fund to the Reserve Fund. In our budget each year, we make consideration for various transfers between the funds based on what is required in the budget. That was what was proposed. And what transpired from that was 400 come from the swimming pool reserve already at the start of the year and 600 come from the building reserve at the start of the year to help fund that pool kiosk project. Which is under my comment. Yeah, the $1 million transfer from building and swimming pool reserves to the Muni Sum transacted at the commencement of the financial year. These projections were set at the commencement of the last year's budget, and with a full year of operations, I am recommending that the following transfers between accounts also take place. So $125,000 from Muni to Reserve, $875,000 from Muni to Reserve, and $300,000 from Muni to Reserve for swimming pool. Also, just for a point of interest, we earned roughly $155,000 in interest on the term deposit.
It's unbelievable.
So, Council, when we transferred the million out for the building, we were left with $3.3 million in reserve funds. After this proposal, we'll have $4.7 million in reserve funds. So it's been a comfortable year. Although in our draft budget, we've got that playground project, which we're recommending $300,000 or $400,000 coming out of that community development fund. And, yeah, that was it. Yep. So, my recommendation that Council makes the following transfers between the Municipal Fund and the Reserve Fund. $125,200 plant reserve, and that plant reserve figure is based on we've got our 25-year program and how much we spend. We have to spend $275,000 a year. We only had a small purchase, planned purchase this year because it was only the JCB. But this year, what's proposed is a loader. So obviously we might have to claw back because that'll be more than the $275,000. Community Development Reserve, it's been our last year of mine opportunities with MOUs and road payments, etc. We know we've got those couple of capital projects again next year, so build that one back up. And swimming pool reserve, we were talking about over the next few years, even though we want to keep the bowl and everything, to tidy up the pool surrounds. So, you know, probably a $600,000 or $700,000 project, so we probably just need to build that up a little bit.
Okay. That's the officer's recommendation. We're prepared to move. Councillor Huxball, second, and Councillor Della Bosca. All those in favour, carried 6-0. Just going back to 9.15, it's the theme of the World Conference this year is Lean into Legacy, which means...
I don't know what it means.
If you put, that's what it means, so... That's what's the theme of this year's government conference. This might have a lot to do with legality. Righto.
Thank you, Mr. President. In accordance with Section 532(2) of the Local Government Act 1995, the meeting is required to be closed to the members of the public for this item as the following subsection applies. It's a matter of affecting an employee or employees. So need a motion to go into camera.
Moved Councillor Della Bosca, seconded Councillor Guyer. All those in favour, carried.
Six zero. Do you want me to leave the room, or have you discussed what you wanted to discuss? Yeah.
Okay, a motion for everyone to come out of camera first. Move Councillor Guyer, seconded Councillor Bosca. All those in favour, carried. Right, Bill, we'll now go to the officer's recommendation, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, that the Council adopt the 24-25 annual review of the CEO as per requirements of Section 538 and 539 of the Local Government Act 1995, and that Council endorse the key performance criteria for the ensuing 25-26 period as presented.
Thank you. Moved Councillor Guyer, seconded Councillor Faithfull. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Unanimous. 9.18.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've got a request here from Eastern Districts Hockey Association for a bus hire waiver. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider waiving the hire fee for the use of the community bus by the Eastern Districts Hockey Association for a charity fundraising event being held in York on the 13th of September 25 to raise funds for childhood cancer. The EDHA are seeking council support for a significant upcoming event in York. On Saturday 13th, the York Hockey Club, in collaboration with the charity Hurt to Help, is hosting Eliza's game, an attempt to break the world record for the largest field hockey exhibition match. The special event aims to raise funds for childhood cancer research through Eliza's Sparkle and to support regional families affected by illness through Hurt to Help. So as part of our contribution, the Eastern District Hockey Association hopes to bring 100 plus players and supporters from across the region to participate. To make this possible, we are currently trying to source as many buses as we can to assist with transport to and from each club. We kindly request the Shire would be willing to donate the use of your community bus or buses for the day, or offer them at minimal or no cost to assist with this charitable cause. My comment is that the bus is available for hire on that particular weekend, and as it is a legitimate fundraising event for cancer, it is recommended that council support the initiative by waiving the cost of bus hire and supplying the fuel for the trip.
So there's no penance in bowls on
that weekend? No, September. Yeah. Too early. My recommendation that we agree to waive the high fees and fuel costs for the use of the community bus at the Eastern Districts Hockey Association for a charity fundraising event being held in York on the 13th of September to raise funds for childhood cancer.
Thanks, Bill. Someone's prepared to move. Councillor Hushwell has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. All those in favour?
Can I just say, obviously it will be, but all the other conditions are obviously... driver.
Yeah, no, we have to.
All those in favour? Carried 6-0, unanimous. And just to mention, I don't know if anyone remembers that local country hockey was played last week and the Eastern Districts won.
Oh, did
we? Eastern Districts ladies won country week. Okay. 9.2.1.
Thank you, Mr. President. The purpose of this report is for the Council to consider the findings of the Royal Life Saving Society Safety Reassessment Report 2025, which has been reviewed since corrective works have been carried out at the swimming pool in the last couple of months. If you recall, at the February meeting, Council received the initial inspection report. And because of the age of our pool, it was found wanting in a few areas in safety areas. As advised, the current pool manager was asked to try and rectify a lot of those outcomes or scores and see, you know, to try and remedy what was identified in the report. So a large portion of them have been remedied and addressed, and we've sent down that information to the Royal Life Saving, and they've reassessed their findings. And it's pleasing to report, and if you look at the attachment, like our first score was 55% or 545 points, and after the assessment we got 720, so we're up to 70. So we went from 55% compliance to 75% compliance just with addressing a few of those things. There's help, a lot of it helped, obviously with the chemical shed and signage. We've spent quite a few dollars on all the new signage. But Scott has been very, very good in actually, and I'd like to commend him on that, in bringing together a lot of policies and procedures and a lot of things like that. That'll be handy for the next pool manager. So my recommendation, Council endorse the findings of the Royal Life Saving Society Safety Reassessment Report 2025.
Thanks, Bill. Someone prepared to move. Councillor Simmons has moved. Councillor Guy has seconded. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 9.3.1.
Thank you, Mr. President. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider granting a letter of authority for Telstra contractors to undertake some clearing on Council Road Reserve, South Craven Road. Service Stream Mobile Communications is appointed by Telstra and its subsidiary companies for the deployment and maintenance of its mobile telephone network across Australia. Telstra is going to co-locate telecommunications equipment on an existing Optus mast located on Lot 32, Craven South Road. A power upgrade is required at the site, and Western Power have advised that Telstra need to submit a vegetation clearance application to DWER for the works that need to complete in the road reserve outside of the subject land. The total area of clearing is only 95.56 square metres. And some of this is in within the road reserve of the Shire, and some of it's within Lot 32 private land. There's a photo across the page here. Telstra is seeking a letter of authority from the Shire of Westonia authorising clearing in this road reserve as part of their application process. The area involved in clearing in the reserve is extremely minimal and is light land scrub. It is recommended that Council provide the approval.
Someone prepared moves. Councillor Guy has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Unanimous. Ooh.
Just date and time of next meeting. So as discussed, so we're holding a road inspection next Wednesday, the 25th of June, 7:30, 25th. And then we're having a draft budget meeting on Thursday, the 3rd of July. And then, yeah, next council meeting is the 17th of July, and to be followed by a function in Perth for Councillor Huxtable, who's receiving a Walga Service Award. So we're all going down to keep an eye on you, Bill. But on that same day, Council's taking the opportunity to go and inspect some granny flats and small two-bedroom, one- and two-bedroom accommodation units as part of our project planning for next year.
Thank you. So that's the announcements. Date and time, 7/8. Any other business anyone wants to bring up? Nothing being said, I'll close the meeting at 4:34. Thank you everyone for your attendance, and thank you.